55 in October. It was in San Francisco. It was at the Six Gallery. It was Allen Ginsberg's first poetry reading. He read Howl for the first time that night.
That Lamantia McClure, myself, Philip Whalen, Gary Snyder, with Kenneth Rexroth as a moderator, got together and gave a reading at the Six Gallery in San Francisco, where I first read Howl.
Allen and Gary and Phil and myself came out on a stage to talk to people, not to hand people books of poetry to read, although I don't think any of us had a book at the time anyway. We were all too young and unpublished, but to deliver what our poetry was directly to people's consciousness as bodies and as persons. When Howl was read, it made a big statement.
Moloch, whose love is endless oil and stone. Moloch, whose soul is electricity and bank. Moloch, whose poverty is a specter of genius. Moloch, whose fate is a cloud of sexless hydrogen. Moloch, whose name is the mind. Moloch, in whom I sit lonely.
That night, after Howl, a lot of us said, well, that's a line has been drawn, and we'll have to, well, we certainly stand with that line, and we're not going back from here.
Holy Peter, holy Alan, holy Solomon, holy Kerouac, holy Hunky, holy Burroughs, holy Cassidy, holy the unknown buggered and suffering beggars, holy the hideous human angel.
Ginsbergovi se podařilo vyhmátnout to gro pocitů tehdejší mladé generace, která cítila, že prostě v prdeli po té válce, prostě sice zdánlivě měli být rozjásaný, prostě Američani vyhráli válku, byla konjunktura, že jo, ekonomická, všechno bylo relativně levný a to, ale na druhou stranu začínala studená válka, McCarthy, hony na čarodějnice, válka v Koreji. Podařilo se mu vyhmátnout ten strach, to zoufalství a napsat to.